None but the hungry heart. 11:30. Light living. Ye were once darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 8. It takes a long time for us to realise that we have been in the light above since we first saw the light below. Let the realisation of the soul be compared to the condition of men groping about in the dense dark fog. Still we know that it is clear daylight above the fog, and all we want is to get high enough. Now the fact is, we are risen with him. Then may we set our affections on things above, where the Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. And though the secret power is unseen, faith in him will lift our spirits into the clear light where he is. The first question is where the believer walks. The next, how he walks. Is he in the golden palace, the holiest of all, where the full blaze of the divine light shines? Or is he outside the palace and walking in the darkness of the world? The believer's walk may often be faulty as he grows, but he is in the light. Here it is that the child of God is to walk. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, how he walks is a question that is to be settled after it is determined where he walks. And walking in the light, fellowship follows, not as an attainment, but as a consequence. We are never called outside the camp till we are inside the veil. We have title to our home in the Father's presence. We are to come forth from that abiding place and let the world know that we are strangers to it. As a Christian, I am now in him before the Father, as he is in me before men. And the Holy Spirit has been given as enablement to enjoy the privileges above and to make good the responsibilities below. Giving thanks unto the Father, who hath made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 1 verse 12.